This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Toyota is recalling more than 280,000 SUVs and pickups to deal with a software issue where the car moves in neutral. In the last month, other Toyota models, as well as Honda and Ford vehicles, have also been recalled for airbags, seatbelts, rear axles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has a database to check your own VIN number. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Recalls are pretty common with cars. Just in 2022, there were nearly 1,000 different recalls of more than 30 million cars, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says recalls for minor issues are not likely to be a big deal for car makers.
Most companies have some type of recall insurance, and they have quite a bit of liability insurance. So usually, it's not that bad from a near-term standpoint financially.
But some recalls can have another kind of effect.
For the most part, it's more of a brand hit and a reputational hit.
How much of a hit a brand takes depends on a few factors.
All recalls are not created equal.
Mark Shermer at Cox Automotive says something that doesn't affect safety is very different than a recall over a life and death problem.
An example of that, you have to go back a number of years when Ford had a major recall when it was an issue with tires. And that was millions of vehicles. Those were headline news stories about wrecks and people getting hurt.
Those flaws and recalls cost both Ford and Firestone, which made the tires for the Explorer, hundreds of millions of dollars and damaged both companies' reputations. Arun Kumar at Alex Partners says GM and Toyota also had recalls in the mid-2000s for deadly flaws. GM over a faulty ignition switch, Toyota over unintended acceleration.
That had an impact on GM's sales immediately, and same thing with Toyota.
Serious safety recalls, he says, can have a multi-year impact.
Because if that reputational risk is stuck in people's minds, then they may altogether avoid that particular brand, and you might lose a generation of customers. You know, it all depends on how the manufacturer responds to those recalls.
If a company can show it's done everything it can to fix the problem, Kumar says customers eventually tend to come back. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.